Welcome to Admission Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. Your host is Accepted's founder and world-renowned admissions guru, Linda Abraham. At Accepted, our mission is to get you to that unforgettable moment when you read your acceptance email and shout, "Yes, I'm in!" Confident you'll be attending the perfect program to help you launch the career of your dreams.
Welcome to the 387th episode of Admission Straight Talk. I've decided to do a solo show for this podcast, and it'll be a somewhat shorter episode also. And I want to address something that I've been thinking a lot about. I'm really glad you decided to join me for this episode because I think that my topic is not only of concern to me, I strongly suspect it's of concern to you too. And I'm actually going to address something that's on pretty much everyone's mind. That is how to deal with COVID and the tumultuous year 2020. No, I haven't gone mad. It's a pretty big topic, isn't it? I'm going to narrow my topic a little bit. I have neither a cure nor a preventive vaccine for the disease. And I also don't have cures for the other ills that have struck the world this year. I'm going to suggest how you should address these events in your application, regardless of whether you are applying to undergraduate or graduate programs, or if you're asked about COVID and year 2020 via in an essay or in an interview or in a video interview. That's also possible this year. Before I dive into my topic, which may assist you with both essays and interviews, I'd like to point out that this year is not the only challenge you're going to face in applying. There's a paradoxical challenge at the heart of admissions. You need to show that you both fit in at your target schools and stand out in the applicant pool. If you want to learn how to accomplish both goals, download Fitting In and Standing Out, The Paradox at the Heart of Admissions. That's Accepted's free guide, and it will show you how to do both. Master this paradox, and you are well on your way to acceptance. You can grab your copy at accepted.com/FISO. Again, that's accepted.com/FISO. Now let's look at how you should address COVID and the other events of 2020 in your application. There's basically two aspects to the question, to any COVID or 2020 kind of question, or any of the questions that we're dealing with right now. The first part of it is, how have you been affected? And the second one is, how have you responded? How have you acted to address or alleviate the pain, stress, and suffering of others? So let's deal first with COVID, which I think is kind of the overarching theme for this year. There are plenty of lemons with COVID. There's plenty of difficulties. There's plenty of pain. There's obviously illness and death. I hope it's not true, but it's quite possible that you or a loved one has had COVID, and maybe you didn't have a light case. Maybe you were sick for several weeks. Maybe you were unemployed or furloughed for part of the time since the first shutdown in March. Many of you have experienced inability to take tests when you plan to take them, especially if you were trying to take the MCAT in March, April, May, or most of June. Perhaps you've had planned volunteer activities canceled or your internships postponed or moved online. Maybe you had classes that you wanted to take for grades to boost your GPA and suddenly they're pass-fail, because that's what happened to a lot of courses in the spring. And maybe you are taking classes online via Zoom when you really would do much better in an in-person traditional classroom environment. That's certainly happening to tons and tons of people. So there are lemons there. Perhaps you're stagnating at work because of far reduced opportunity for advancement, for interesting projects. And I think everybody is dealing with loneliness and monotony and the sameness of not going out. I am above the age where I'm not supposed to go into stores and go into public places so much. But I know many young people, either out of an abundance of caution, concern for their relatives or their own health conditions, are also limited in where they go. Everybody is more limited than they were a year ago or in 2019. Is there any lemonade to be made from this? Yes, there actually is. It provides enormous opportunity for community involvement, even with social distancing. What are the opportunities? It can be contact tracing, suicide prevention, an outdoor activity with a youth group that you're very committed to, delivering food to the vulnerable, organizing organizations to reduce food insecurity in a time of high unemployment and homelessness. Any of these activities would show you taking initiative and assuming responsibility in your community or in society for cultural, for societal problems. They are opportunities for initiative and leadership. There's also the reality that some parts of the economy, particularly tech, are booming. And again, there's opportunity in tech, especially for the entrepreneurially inclined. So when you look at how you have been affected by Corona, or if you're asked, how have you been affected? You don't have to celebrate the opportunities, but you can say, I took the initiative to do X, Y, and Z because I saw what was going on. And you should do that. What about the election? Whatever your political views, I'm not going to go into mine. This is not going to be a campaign thing at all. I'm talking about the U.S. election, which is coming up in November. The election provides opportunity for civic involvement, initiative, and leadership. You do have to stay away from preaching your politics, but whatever cause you decide to support or whatever candidate you're supporting, obviously your opinions will be reflected there, and that's okay. The main point, again, is to show leadership and impact and a caring service perspective. So whether you raise money for a cause or candidate, you got out the vote, you organized events, all those are in response, your initiative, in response to the time that we are living in. And they could be in response to multiple events of this year. There also were our share of natural disasters. I'm not even including COVID in that. There were the hurricanes in the Southeast. We've had a very active hurricane season. There also were the fires in the West. I live in Los Angeles, and many days I looked out my window and it was entirely gray. There was no blue in the sky whatsoever. And no, there were no clouds either. It's summertime here. If you were affected by these events or perhaps by other natural disasters that I just haven't mentioned, you can mention that. But you can also talk about how you helped people evacuate a neighborhood that was threatened by fire. Maybe you housed a family that was temporarily homeless due to damage to their home, either because of fire or evacuation or hurricanes. There's all kinds of ways. Perhaps you organized a food drive or a toy drive or whatever kind of drive to help people affected by these natural disasters. Again, that shows you as a caring member of society with organizational ability. It depends on what the question is, you know, what question is asked of you, and also what you're aiming for. But if you're asked about your response to COVID and the events of 2020, these are all the kinds of things that you want to mention. It should not just be what befell you, but what you also did, initiated, acted. And then, of course, 2020, you can't talk about 2020 without the tragic murder of George Floyd and the increased focus on social justice and diversity and inclusion throughout American society, if you're in the United States. Again, there are two aspects to this. Are you a member of a group that has felt the sting of discrimination and prejudice, lack of justice? And then the other part is whether you are a member of such a group or not, have you taken steps to improve diversity and inclusion of different underrepresented minorities, whether defined by ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, or other minority status? This can be in your personal life, personal initiatives that you've undertaken. It can be reflected in community service commitments that you've made and, again, initiatives that you've undertaken, or workplace initiatives if you're out of school and already working. To wrap this up, 2020 has been an extraordinarily difficult year. And I somehow don't think it's going to get a lot easier in the next 3 months as I'm recording it. It's this podcast. It's the end of September. It's a year, I think, overarchingly defined by the COVID pandemic and the resulting recession. And that has been exacerbated by the other strains that I touched on and probably some other things that I'm not even mentioning. However, if you're asked in your application about your response to COVID or how you were affected by COVID or how you were affected by the events of 2020, the key elements in your response to such a question, whether in an interview or in an essay, remain the same. Discuss how you were affected. In other words, when were you an object of the event? They were out of your control. Perhaps your business or your family business was damaged by the civil unrest. Perhaps you were sick or you lost a loved one. But you can discuss that. That's perfectly legitimate. But you should talk more about how you responded. When have you led, initiated, and made a difference in light of this very difficult year and in light of these very, very difficult events that we've been dealing with? You want to focus on the times when you've been a subject in the story of 2020, not the object. The lead actor in an unfolding play, in the unfolding events of this year, and basically a person of impact and consequence. Now, before we end this podcast, a quick reminder, master the paradox at the heart of graduate admissions. That's different from the challenge of COVID and 2020 by downloading our free guide, Fitting In and Standing Out, The Paradox at the Heart of Admissions. Grab your copy at accepted.com/FISO, Fitting In, Standing Out. Again, you can get your free copy at accepted.com/F, as in fitting, FISO, Fitting In, Standing Out. If you found the show helpful, I have a favor to ask. Please share your thoughts on iTunes. There's a link in the show notes to our Apple podcast page where you can leave a review. There are also links to Spotify and other podcast sites where you can drop that review. Doing so helps potential listeners find us, and we appreciate it too. This is Admissions Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.